Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah, not just husband.
What else do you want to be? There is no higher status in my life.
Arena co-star.
What? That's worse, surely.
Well, I was your co-star at the arena case we did.
Oh, well, fair enough. My co-star. Whiz. My husband. My...
Ugh, just a husband.
Pain and thorn in my side.
Thorn in my side. It feels weird doing this again because we're busy touring, so it seems different now, but it's not. It's exactly the same, but this is... back to where it all began.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
A bet now, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. We've been having loads and loads of fun on the tour. Thank you so much to everyone who's come along so far. I think everyone seems to be enjoying it.
Everyone's been loving it. It's incredible.
Know,
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. It's dare I say it? Going better
don't
than
say it.
Going better than
don't.
Any of my stand-up gigs I've ever gone. What?
Shut
what
up.
Was I
going
to say?
I just thought you were going to... You know what I'm like? I don't like the jinx things.
Oh, no. It's gone better than, you know, many of my stand-up gigs have gone in my life. Yeah. So I've only just
can't say I'm surprised.
We've only just started doing live sort of podcast tours. Mm-hmm. So when you first start doing live stand-up tours, they don't go as well as this. Mm-hmm. So yes,
it's good.
Very good fun. Glad to be part of it.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Still tickets available for December.
Yes.
If you do fancy it. And as well, not that I'm trying to take your money from you, but if you've seen the show, it is different. Every single night. So the second half is completely different every single night.
It's all off the cuff.
So if you want to come again, then feel free.
It's my night out, honestly. I bloody drink during it and everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Chris does nothing towards the show.
Nah.
He just turns up.
No prep,
I do
nothing.
All the prep. But that's
so
fine.
Good. At one point, you said in the interval at one of the Newcastle Arena shows, you said, do you enjoy stand-up more than this? Or do you enjoy this more? And I was literally pouring myself like my fourth drink of the night in the interval. And I was like, what's it fucking look like?
Oh, yeah, that we get hammered. We get shit-faced during the show.
Oh, it's great,
to the
man.
Point, when we were at Wembley, I nearly downed a glass of wine because I was just so desperate
shouting
for
it. Down it. Yeah.
I know. Because we wait. Well, this is the thing. We wait until we go on stage.
Yeah,
we don't go on stage until 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm clamming by then. Yeah.
Clamming.
Clamming for a glass of wine.
We were about to walk on stage at Wembley Arena and you were like, yeah, I can't wait for a drink. I was like, it's just the small matter of the 11,000 people who are sitting here. Nah, I just can't wait for a drink.
The wine's in a nice bucket. It's crisp, cold. And lovely.
Bloody lovely. Bloody lovely.
Should we crack on with this?
Let's crack on. But first, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Great.
This week's sponsor is... aquariums. Hey.
What?
Does your kid want one? Get one. Is your kid going to do anything with it? Or the fuck?
No, I told you.
Me. Rosie, I'm sick of it.
Chris.
Rosie, I'm sick of it.
What did I say?
I thought I was a fish guy. I'm not a fish guy. I can't be bothered. There's too much to do. Well, the problem was, it's fine and they're very low maintenance until your child overfeeds them.
Mm.
And when your child overfeeds them, there's loads of rotten food in the tank and the fish eat too much and the shit too much. So it's just so the nitrates in the water were through the roof apparently. So I had to change the water three. I'm fucking sick.
I mean, the fact that you thought you could trust a 5-year-old to use, you know, a pincer grip to feed a fish tank every day is ridiculous.
That's the thing. I know if he's fed them or not. I don't want to ask if he's fed them because I know if he has because the food pellets are all over the fucking bench.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I've got no sympathy for you.
Sick. Honestly, wants a hamster as well.
He can
absolutely swivel.
Yeah,
there is no chance he's getting anything
else. I tell
you,
I'm not having a hamster in this.
No chance.
Oh, not happening.
Honestly,
shout out
to all the parents out there who've got their kids' pets and then have to look after them themselves.
Imagine if we'd got a dog. I'd be livid.
I mean, I'd enjoy a dog more. I'd enjoy a dog a lot more than I enjoy this. This fish. Fucking sick of it. I mean, I'm keeping them. You know, they're my responsibility now. They're living creatures. But goodness me. So there
you
go.
Told
you
so.
There you go. Gah. And that's all I've got to say about that.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married and Not.
It's episode 134. I forgot to say it in the intro.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, honestly, I had a headache. Episode 134, everyone.
Just shouted that.
I needed to get it out. Oh, I realised I forgot to do it in the intro and the world, you know, everyone was going to die unless I sorted it out.
Okay, congratulations.
So there we go.
Question. Have we done a podcast since I had my tooth ripped out?
Well, I was going to talk about that, about the Rocky Balboa-esque way that you handled that. So
I feel the world needs to know.
Yeah, so anyone who doesn't realise, Rosie had some dental issues last
week.
Well,
they'll know that I had me bad jaw, what I thought was me bad jaw, but it was actually me tooth rotting away,
tooth
which
dying,
is
yeah.
horrific. A really deep filling, which, listen, I'm just going to put it out there. I went to the dentist about 10 years ago, and I think it was a trainee dentist, and they give me a filling, and it hurt, and I think it was then.
Right.
And I think they've done it too deep. And
sorry,
that's what's
sorry,
happened.
Sorry, I'm not letting you have a go at that. 10 years ago, and it's only hurt now.
No, because...
What kind of fucking, lifetime guarantee? What do you want on it? 10 years?
I'm not being funny. I haven't had a filling since then. So that's got to be my last filling. But what happened is it's too deep. And now it's starting to...
10 years? Yeah, but it's lasted 10 years. So don't be having a go at them. What you got?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
but it's too deep.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Taking clothes back to the shop 10 years later. Doesn't fit anymore. Want me money back. Who sold me this? You told me I'd be the same shape for 10 years.
All right, okay, no.
Digging them out.
Right, all right, I take it. But I didn't name anyone, did I?
You fucking had a go, though. If a trainee dentist did it in his 10 years, I think that's, you know, I'm not saying, I mean, I don't know how long a filling's supposed to. I don't know how long a filling's supposed to last because I've never had a filling because I brush my teeth. I've never had anything done because I brush my teeth because I've got high dental hygiene standards where you know, whatever you're doing, brushing your teeth with fucking Chupa Chups when you were a kid, you know, gargling fucking sugar water like that alien from Men in Black. So I don't know what you've been doing, brushing your teeth with fucking peanut butter.
I'm the same girl who used to hide strawberry bonbons in a knicker drawer so that my brother and sister wouldn't steal them.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, and that is why you've also got a fruity fanny. Now.
Listen. Thank you.
Wasn't a compliment. Now.
I'll take that. I'd love to have a fruity fanny, goodness.
Oh, God, man.
Imagine if your fanny tasted like strawberry bonbons / millions.
Millions.
That would be nice. Wasn't it?
Now, so you had your bad jaw, and then that got sorted a little while ago, and then you felt it coming on again because the dentist said this isn't a sort of permanent fix. You need to sort this again. So before the live shows, you went. It started hurting again, and you went to try and get it sorted. Didn't you? Right.
Yeah.
And what happened?
So I thought you could relieve it again because really I needed root canal, but I haven't had time to have root canal because it's like quite a few appointments. So I thought he was going to relieve it again. And then what happened was he did, but he managed to get oxygen, like air, into the place.
Again, total accident.
It happens to one in 50. I was just one of those unlucky people. I was in absolute agony. And I went back the next day and I was like...
Newcastle Arena, first show.
Yeah, I was like, I've got the arena show in like 5 hours. What can I do? And he was like, I can do the root canal today. I was like, I don't think I can go on stage after having root canal.
Yeah.
What else can I do? And I decided to get taken out, much against his wishes. Like, if any dentist are listening to this, the dentist was absolutely gutted, right? And he was like, please let me change your mind. I was like, no. I was like, take it out. I was like, I can't go on. I need to not be in pain. And honestly, I do regret it.
Yeah.
But... It had to be done.
Honestly, like I said on stage at Newcastle, like the scene in Rocky where Apollo Creed's punched the fuck out of him too much, his eyes are swollen and he can't open his eyes and he just goes, cut me, Mick. And Mick just cuts his eyes so he can open it. Literally, take the tooth out, Mick. So Mick, dentist might not be called Mick, just ripped the tooth out your head and you came and did the show. And on it, Rosie?
Oh, it's off me tits.
Yeah, she was off her tits on painkillers. Mm-hmm. You still did the show and it was still great. But like I said on stage... I'd love to say I wish it was me. I'd have been lying. I'm glad it wasn't me. And if that had been me, we'd have cancelled the shows. So
I think fair play to you.
Hard as fuck. And I'm a bit scared of you now. And that's that.
And that's the only reason I did it.
To make me scared.
Just to, you know, wind your neck in.
Really, really frightening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was almost like sometimes in the UFC when a fighter beats the fuck out of another fighter and there's blood on their gloves, they lick the blood off their gloves. It's like
ew.
A kind of like...
No, they
doesn't
don't.
Happen very often. Doesn't happen very often, but they're like... Yeah.
I'm sorry. You and UFC, right?
Right.
You proper love UFC and you're like, gentleman sport, gentleman sport are licking your opponent's blood off your glove.
Not many people do it. I've only seen it done about four times.
It's horrible.
And
that.
I've never said it's a gentleman's sport. All I've said
you do?
I've never said it's a gentleman's sport. I say they're very respectful and disciplined because you have to be to do that because they're fucking nutters for wanting to do it. Don't get us wrong. A mate of mine's a cage fighter and I said, oh, I don't know how you do it. You're amazing. He went, I'm not amazing. I'm a fucking idiot. I went, yeah, I agree.
Oh.
But, you know, I mean, I didn't say I agree. I went, whatever you say.
Don't say
it. No, it was over text. I'm fine. Live in the countryside now, he can't find us. No, but it was basically, you watch the cage fighting as if like it's gladiatorial, as if they've thrown like, you know, a Roman slave in there, and it's they're both up for it.
Mm.
It is gladiatorial, sorry, but they're both up for it. It's not like one of them's like, and why am I here? I was an accountant yesterday. Why is this happening? Come here, you stay still, you prick. Like, they're both up for it, and you and your mom, whenever you walk in and I'm watching it, you act like someone's bullying someone. They both want to do that to each other. It's fucking great.
Oh, speaking of Sandra, yeah. Right, I hate watching reality TV with me mum.
Oh,
holy
right.
shit!
So hold on, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Backstory here. Come on. So we're watching Married at First Sight Australia.
Yeah, it's finally on the telly. We couldn't get it for ages because everyone always says, especially to me, because I love like shit reality TV.
Yeah.
And they were like, you need to watch Married at First Sight Australia, and I was like, right, I do. And so series 6 came on, and people have told us that that's a really good one. So we started watching it. Love it, right?
We're only
episodes in. We really like it, and we're gonna watch the UK one as well.
Yes,
I've heard that's really good. But anyway, so my mum, you might not know, this stays with us a few nights a week to help with childcare, and she's been just kind of in the room while we're watching it. I wish she'd leave. I don't want her in the room, but I can't say, mum, can you leave?
She doesn't get it.
The question.
She doesn't get it.
Well, why are they there? Well, oh, I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. It's a program, Sandra. It is ridiculous.
It's produced.
They are produced to hell.
So basically.
And you don't go on a program where you're going to marry a stranger if you are, you're not. Like,
a reasonable person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, can I just give it? You're ranting, right? Guys, just to give you a bit of backstory. We're watching it, right? And every time one of the people says something ridiculous, like one of the women is, one of the brides is kicking off about something, or, you know, the whole process is obviously the marry at first sight, which is like, oh, I don't like this and I don't like that. And these, I've got
this
high
standards. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I've got high standards. I think it was the girl said, I've got high standards. And your mum was like, well, why did they put her on there? That doesn't make any sense. What they put her on there for? She's not going to like it. I think the analogy I used, I went, Sandra, they've got to put them on. It's entertainment. I went, imagine you turned a Batman film on and there was no baddies. I was like, imagine you turned on Batman and it was just Bruce Wayne sitting in his house reading a book because Joker and everyone were locked up. I was like, it's produced, that these people are cast, and it's a fucking good reality show. It's one of the better ones we've seen because of how good it is and how ridiculous it is. But she can't get her head around it.
It ruins it for me trying to enjoy it, and she's just questioning all the time.
Like, Sandra, I think what you want to watch is just people's wedding videos. You don't want to watch Married at First. You want to watch people who've known each other for 10 years get married. Just watch their wedding video. But then she's like, boring this. She doesn't get it.
And
I just
stick to the drama, Sandra.
Yeah.
Stick to the scripted dramas.
Me and your mum, actually, I love the relationship I've got with Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I know she listens. Big love. Because last night, you were going to have a little nap, and then Robin wanted to go to bed, and you were like, oh, shall I just take him to bed? And I went, can you please take him to bed? Because your mum's about to watch the new episode of Billions. So me and your mum, literally, I ran in. She went, what's the code for the Sky? She didn't know the code. I went, I'm not telling you because we watch it without us. Got a wine. Me and your mum sat, had a little glass of red wine, and watched the new episode of Billions.
Lovely.
It was really canny. And you went upstairs with the bairns, and I'm just sitting there with your mum, just chilling. I was like, this is really weird, but really cool.
No, I think that's sweet.
Oh, it was lovely.
Glad you
enjoyed
it.
Thankfully, there was no sex scenes or anything, because there was a moment where it showed you, because you know Chuck Rhodes' character. Paul Giamatti's character in the first few series is like heavy into bondage and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, and they did like a quick recap of his bondage stuff, and I just thought, oh my God, if there's a massive bondage
would
scene.
Would you have been embarrassed?
I'd have had to go for a wee or something.
Right.
Wank. I'd be wee!
She's listening. She's going to tell you off for that. It's horrible.
It's Sandra, I wouldn't do it in the room with you there.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Now listen, right? When we first started this podcast, Rose,
mm-hmm.
we didn't think any of this mad stuff would happen, right?
No.
We've been told that it's breaking world records because it's in the pot. It's been in the charts every single day or whatever for a year.
Yeah.
The book that we did went to number one bestseller. these live shows that we're doing keep being the biggest live podcast ever.
It's really mental when you're listed. It's mad. Right, okay.
However, yeah. I am proud of all of them things. Mm. Very proud. Mm. Not taking anything away from all them things.
But I know what you're going to say.
Something happened last week that yes. we are a lot more proud of.
Yes, 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 yes.
I am so proud of our listeners. Maybe we're just high-fiving each other because she's on the same page as me now.
Yeah.
Guys, in Newcastle Arena at the live Shag Maudenoid show, it has just been officially confirmed by the staff through our management that our fans purchased more alcohol on those nights than anyone in the history of that arena. The record for the most alcohol purchased was at an Oasis gig in that arena, obviously when Oasis were still together, so we're talking probably in the noughties.
Yeah.
We're talking
yeah,
in the
yeah,
2000s.
Yeah.
And we apparently absolutely obliterated that last week. Smars and Daz, we are so fucking proud of you.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh my God. Newcastle, holy shit.
When
they told us that, I was like, no.
Yeah.
No way, because I've been at that arena.
Yeah.
I've seen loads of acts at that arena, and yeah. I've been steaming at that arena and thought everybody else was as well. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
So good. And can I just say as well, I had no idea because they were such a well-behaved. Both nights, so quiet.
Yeah.
Like, quiet when they had to be quiet, when they're listening.
Uh-huh.
So attentive, so well-behaved. Genuinely, hats off to everyone who came. So good.
Can we get that framed somewhere?
I want it from the arena. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to speak to them and get it framed. Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well done.
Just phenomenal, guys. Just, I mean, you know.
So bad.
We're not encouraging binge drinking, you know. They obviously were fine, but... Oh, my word.
I do think that my dad might have helped a lot towards that, if I'm totally honest.
Well, we put your family in a box.
Oh, hey.
And
we got
the bill
decision.
At the end. Crikey!
Mm-hmm.
Crikey!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bridget spilt her wine on my producer.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about my brother buying a dressing gown?
Oh, Kev, plaster from Redhead Plastering, Kev. I went into the bar afterwards for drinks and I just saw this pink blur in the corner and I was like, the fuck's that? And it was your brother in the pink dressing gown. He bought the pink dressing gown.
I'm supporting you. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Well done, Newcastle.
Well done, Newcastle. We're proud of you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beep, 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 beef. Okay. Ladies first or
yes.
gentlemen first? Oh, no, ladies. Oh, you're on it.
Oh, wow.
Go on then. I didn't even finish my sentence. Go on.
Are you sure?
You're more than happy if you throw the first punch. Go.
Okay. It's not that bad. My beef with you, Chris, and it's more of a please stop doing this. Stop opening bottles with your hand against a bit of wood. Have I talked about this before? You're still doing it.
So in the dressing rooms, sometimes there is a lack of a bottle opener on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like a really cool guy, you know, like maybe someone in like an action movie or something.
No.
Yeah, dead cool. I put it on the edge of the table and I just bang the top and the lid comes
off. You're going to slice your hand open.
Oh, right. So you think that the bottle's going to break and I'm going to slice my hand open?
Yeah.
Is that what you think is going to happen? Right, okay.
I know that's what's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think wrong.
I would bet our house on the fact that it's happened before.
Right.
And you're doing it just before we're about to go on stage.
We'll be homeless and I'll have a bad hand.
Exactly.
Right.
So please don't do it. It's not cool. It's like doing
it's really cool.
Well,
it's not
on
the teeth.
I
understand
teeth
the teeth thing. The teeth thing's disgusting. But goes right through us. But on the table, I just put it on the side of a sharp. I don't do it on like any nice, you know, like wooden tables or anything that's going to get damaged. I do it on a little metal edge.
You're going to rip your hand open.
I don't think I am.
Stop. You are.
Don't listen.
Please, shagbrownannoyed@gmail.com. Let me know if you have ripped your hand open.
Brilliant.
Excuse me.
Oh, I look forward to reading them. Crikey. No faith in me. You've got no faith in me. I've done it for years and I've never cut myself. I can do
it. You broke your ankle whilst running on grass.
Wasn't opening a bottle though, was I?
Don't be a dickhead.
Eh?
What's he be for me?
Oh, well.
Come on.
In the vein of you not having faith in me, my beef with you is as follows.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay, I'm here with Kev from the company who are installing our the things in our fireplaces.
Oh.
How long have you been an engineer for them, Kev?
Oh, 20 years.
20 years. And what is the specific name of the things you are installing in our fireplace?
A wood-burning stove.
Oh.
A wood-burning what?
A wood-burning stove.
A wood-burning what?
A wood-burning stove.
A wood-burning what? What's that final word?
A stove.
Stove, Rosie. Sit down.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, cards on the table here. He was very confused during that whole conversation.
I'm not surprised.
Didn't know why I was sticking my phone in his face.
Poor Kev.
He panicked. Just go, wood burning stove. A what? A wood burning stove.
You made him say about six times. I was just, like, jeez.
Just needed to hammer the point home.
So it's a stove.
But yeah, it's a fucking
a
stove.
A lot of people.
Yeah, it's a stove.
I've had a lot of messages and tweets, etc. Yes. With the back of vans.
Yeah.
And yellow pages, etc.
Big
et
love to everyone out there who had my back. Honestly, I was chastised. Guys, it didn't stop, you know. When we stopped recording the podcast last week, she went on and on and on about it. Look at him causing a stove, wedging us, slapping us, Chinese burns. Honestly, I was bullied around this house.
Oh,
and finally, you all rallied together and gave us the confidence to tell her to go and fuck off, and it is actually called a stove. So thank you so much, guys, for the support.
Slightly embarrassed about how hard I went in on that.
Really
wasn't.
Hard you went on it, didn't so, you? Really what? Hard.
Ever.
Goodness
yeah,
me.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
You can't. Well,
no, I can't.
No,
I was wrong. I was wrong.
Apologise. Apologise.
What?
Say sorry. Say sorry for
no,
the
No, because I didn't
you
upset
said.
You. It wasn't
you
nasty. It wasn't
us.
Cruel.
You were being horrible saying, why am I calling it a stove? I sound stupid. It's not a stove. I'm saying the wrong word.
Can't
say sorry right now. Say sorry right now. Come on. Be a bigger person.
I am.
Say it. Say it. Say it. Thank you. I did hear it there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that recorded and get it amplified really loud. Play it around the arenas and that. Stoves.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As always, guys, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And one little extra special shout out. The surveys are up and running online for anyone coming to the live shows. Please continue to give us your beefs. For whatever live show you're coming to. It's so awesome reading out the beefs when you guys are in the room, so make sure they'll be on Rosie's Instagram before the shows go on. Make sure you get yours done for the venue you're going to.
We've had some really good ones.
Some incredible
and
ones.
It's so hilarious because people put the names on, but then when it gets to the actual point in the show,
they bottle it.
They don't put their hand up.
Apart
it's
from me
so
Nottingham
funny.
Because the father and his son were on the front row who
oh,
put theirs
yes.
in.
Oh, yes. What was their names again? Fun. Jack and...
Roy.
Jack and Roy.
Jack and
Roy. Thank you, Jack
Big
and Roy.
Out. It was great. Great fun.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Chris and Rosie, I wanted to share my, in brackets, anonymous, please, yes, it's that bad, story.
Great.
Many moons ago, when I had just given birth to our first son, my husband and I were living in a newly built estate with lots of other young couples surrounding us. Mm-hmm. The couple who lived behind us were very friendly and we always chatted over the fence. When my son was born, I was really touched when she popped round and dropped off a beautiful gift.
That's the neighbour.
Nice.
Right,
yes,
okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes. Over the winter months, you don't really spend time in the garden and so you don't get to chat to the neighbours. That is true.
Yeah.
My husband had been driving home and came in and said, oh, I think that couple behind us have had a baby and I saw her pushing a pram. I immediately thought, oh, I have to return the kind gesture and get them a gift. But I don't know her well enough to chat on the door and ask, oh, did you have a baby? I mean, what if she hadn't? What if she thought I was cheeky? That right. is that you can't ever ask that question, can you?
Yeah, no.
That might
not
be her
absolute,
baby and that might, you know what I mean?
It's a minefield. It's an
if you've never
minefield.
Seen a pregnant belly. Some people don't get. Some people don't look pregnant when they have a baby.
I've said before, I'll never ask.
And yeah, wait, same.
You could literally be, you could be wider with a massive, you could have like a fucking yoga ball on your stomach popping out of your thing with a t-shirt that says I'm about to have a baby and I will not say it until they say it.
The best way to be.
Until they
it?
Say when the baby's due or you know I'm pregnant. I go, oh yeah, well, I do now, but yeah. I wasn't going to say it.
Same.
No
same.
Chance.
So I decided to see if I could look out of the upstairs window into her house and spot any signs of a baby.
Christ.
I could
go
see...
around you, dick.
No. I could see she was at the kitchen sink and I thought it might have been baby bottles she was washing, but I couldn't quite make out. So, I hate myself right now. I grabbed a pair of binoculars.
Just grabbed a pair. They were just kicking about.
Just
with
kicking
her.
About.
Just kicking about. Living in a house in the state.
Living in a house in the
you know,
state.
It's not like you live in the countryside and you're looking at fucking, you know, finches and kestrels. There's just some binoculars kicking about, you fucking pervert. Go on then. Go on. Get them. Where are them binoculars? Oh, they're right on the windowsill because I'm a perv.
Yeah.
Great.
It is. Yeah, it is. I know. I can just hear you wincing. No, you can't hear what we're telling
you're
you. It's horrific.
Right
anyway, I was looking and yes, it was bottles. She had indeed had a baby.
Got you.
She looked straight at me, and to my utter horror, her husband was staring at me through another window whilst holding the baby and shaking his head. Not a good look.
good. Full lit. Like, come on. Look, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a professional pervert, but you make sure the room's dark and you stand quite far back in the room, because if you're right up against the glass, they can see you. But if you stand far back in your room...
Chris, we've lived on a housing estate before.
Yeah.
You can see from, I mean, from you can. One window to another.
Yeah, depending. I mean, it says their gardens were touching. Basically, their garden to garden, aren't they? So there's a good, you know, we're talking easy 50 yards here.
But you're
going
to be able
estate.
To see someone with a pair of binoculars looking at your house.
If they're right against the window, you are. Yeah, she should have went right back. Yeah. Or closed the curtains and just put a little hole. I mean, what an idiot.
It says, I glanced back at her and she snapped her blinds shut. Not fucking surprised. Perhaps I'm paranoid, but from that day on, everyone around us had their blinds closed. I believe word spread quite quickly that I was a weirdo stalking nutjob. I had been caught and I was slowly dying inside of embarrassment until I convinced my husband it was time to sell up.
What? The move?
They moved because of that.
I mean, you'd have to.
Right, Chris. Now, this is where it gets even worse. There's
no.
more.
How?
There's more.
Right. So, can I just say, though?
Yeah.
You would have to move because you can't, like, go... You know, in the past, we've had loads of building work done and we've went around with a bottle of wine for our neighbours to say, look, sorry about the mess and this and that.
Yeah,
you can't knock on all of the doors going, look, you might have heard I'm a binocular-wielding pervert. However, in my defence, I was just trying to see if she'd had a baby or not.
Right, well, I would...
Knock on the doors and see
it. Not everyone's doors, just hers.
You don't fucking phone hotel reception for room service. You would never do that.
I would.
You don't open the door to the fucking postman. You would never do that. Would move.
Introverted extrovert, I'm telling you about
Pathetic.
This.
Pathetic.
No, I would have to knock on the... I'd have to knock on her and I'd go, look, I'm so sorry. Yes, I did have binoculars in your kitchen. I just wanted to see if you were washing bottles because I didn't know if you'd had a baby or not. I'm so sorry. I would... You can't be moving because
I just,
of that.
I honestly still think there's no way of fixing it. It'd be one of them things where you'd be like, look, I'm really... I was just looking to see if those bottles... Do you know what I mean? I was just... That's what it was. Is that all right? And they'd be like, yeah. You'd be like, do you understand? They'd be like, yep. And you'd walk away and they'd close the door and they'd go, fucking weirdo. It would
possibly,
still happen.
Possibly, yeah. Right, well, fair enough. Right, okay, well, anyway.
I can't believe
it gets
worse.
Right.
Jesus.
Okay. this is good. The week before we moved, hubby was driving home. That's awful.
Hubby was driving home is horrible.
Why is that awful? Why couldn't my husband instead of...
Hubby. Not the hubby.
No,
hubby.
Just hubby.
Nah.
Hubby. The week before we moved, hubby was driving home and found our little cat on the road and she was dead.
Oh, God.
She had been run over.
Oh, no.
He was so upset. He came home and told me, and I sent him with a bin bag to get the cat so we could bury her in the garden of his parents' house.
Oh.
As he was lifting the cat, this elderly man said, "Oi, you killed that cat." Hubby said, "No, it's my cat. I just found her." And he said, "I saw you. You killed it." Hubby shook his head and passed him off as a dithering old tube.
Tube's hilarious.
Yeah. A few days later, I saw a lady putting posters up of a missing cat. It was my cat in the picture. She was distinctly black and white with a pink collar and a silver bell. I thought, oh, I bet she's been going between us and as she would disappear for a few days and then come home. Cats are mental.
Yeah.
And she thinks this is her cat, but it's actually mine.
Right.
I made hubby pull over the car so I could break the sad news. There in the street, I told her that it actually was my cat and that sadly it had been run over. She argued with me, asking what colour was the bell on the collar, as her cat had a gold bell, ours had silver. We were both staring at hubby, who said, "I don't know what colour the bell was, I was so upset I didn't look."
Oh my God.
She demanded that we dig the cat up. She drove to my parents' house
with a
shovel, I kid you not. She dug up the cat. And yes, you guessed it. The bell was gold.
Oh my God!
We had buried the wrong cat.
Oh my God!
She took her cat corpse home and we moved out and left that estate with our heads hung in shame.
Oh my
Chris,
God!
Listen to this. A few months later, we were in a local pub with a bunch of friends and we were telling them the story about the cat. This guy on the table behind us said, "Oh my God, are you that weird couple from such and such a state?" Yes. Yes, we are.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much for that. I love that.
That was epic. Fucking like Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Do you know what it is, though? Some people just have such bad luck.
Why did that man think he'd killed the cat?
So, maybe... Right, okay. On second read of this,
yeah,
I think the husband might have just killed that cat, right? And then he's thought, oh, shit, it's our cat.
I don't think he found that cat. I think he ran that cat over.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Crikey. Oh,
so, but then, where's their cat? Their cat is still alive somewhere on that estate.
Pissing itself laughing.
Roaming the streets. Clambering at people's doors for food.
Oh, my word.
They've left their cat.
That is one of the maddest stories.
Isn't it wonderful?
Incredible. Just incredible.
So, I do not love sometimes people have just mega, like, erratic lives where shit like this happens and you just... I've had friends, and some even now, and I go, how has this happened in your life?
I mean, that was like an episode of Curb Enthusiasm. That was
brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
You imagine just someone else buries your cat. Can you imagine having to go... Their parents' house as well. Is that where the cat requested to be buried? Not theirs.
Oh, well, no, because they were moving.
Right, okay.
The crazy couple with the binoculars. Oh, yeah. Week before they left, they buried a fucking animal in the back garden. Sorry.
Actually, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Imagine.
And this is the garden. A freshly buried cat up there for you. And a shed. Like, yeah. Oh, my word.
Oh God. Brilliant. Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, Chris joking with Rosie about the fact Sandra would have thrown her hamster in the kitchen bin reminded me of what happened with my last hamster.
Oh, no.
Right. In my teenage years, I had 3 hamsters. The first one lasted 9 months. The second lasted 6 months. All died of natural causes.
Mm. Normally wet tail disease, but there we go.
Ooh, what's that?
Just thing they get, like this mad thing, and the tails go. Did the tails even go wet? But wet tail disease, that's what got mine and all my mates hamsters, wet tail disease.
Oh, doing the rounds, was it?
Doing the rounds, yeah.
Like really catchy STD.
Jesus.
Right. My last hamster lasted a grand total of 22 days.
Oh, man. Right. Don't fucking get, whoever you are, don't get any more.
Nine months, six months, 22 days, pack it in. When I asked my parents for a box to put the dead hamster in, my dad handed me a box and told me to get in the car. My dad took me back to the shop I got my hamster from. When I got there, I spoke to the sales assistant and informed them my hamster had died, but I'd only had it 22 days. They asked me where the hamster was and I pointed to the box I had gently placed on the till. Yes, my dad took me to get a refund for the dead hamster.
Oh my God. That is fucking shocking.
I'm sorry, love. This is not a vet.
That is so bad.
Please, can I have my
money
back?
That is so bad. I thought they would dispose of it or something.
Well, so did she, but it all just fully blown. Here is the evidence.
That's so grim. It's bloody, bloody broken. This bloody broken. Hey, my word. That is rotten. What a fucking cheap man.
They're
only about £4.
And well, that's bad though, isn't it? They're really cheap.
Oh,
anyway.
Thing.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. There have been a couple of stories recently that reminded me of some interesting snippets I thought I would share.
Snippets? Mm. Always up for some snippets.
Yeah. One. It's more like, this is weird. It's just questions, I think, that happened in her life, and she's chatted about them with her mates, and she thought, well, she wants our opinions.
Okay.
Why do men always worry they'll shit themselves?
Honestly, I can't think of anything more frightening.
It's really good here. It is. I can't answer this question, but I too am curious. Early in the pandemic, I observed to my husband that we should learn from The Midwich Cuckoos, a John Wyndham book that was made into the film Village of the Damned.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't know.
What was all of them words? That was...
So there was a book called The Midwich Cuckoos,
right,
by John Wyndham.
Right.
And they made it in the film Village of the Damned. Have you seen that before?
I've heard of Village of the Damned. I've never seen it.
Yeah, where aliens put an entire village to sleep, and while they were asleep, impregnated all the women with alien babies.
Okay. That
probably ruined the film for a lot of people.
I mean, I'm not gonna watch it anyway. Okay. Ever. Sounds awful.
But it is. So this lady's saying, my suggestion was that we should do that to the whole country for 2 weeks, stopping the virus, the coronavirus.
Sorry.
Put everyone to sleep. Oh, she said the world, actually. The whole world. Stop the virus. No movement, no social contact, no virus movement. Job done and back to normal, right? His main concern about that idea was that we'd all shit ourselves.
I was wondering where the shit... I was like, where have we gone? We've jumped onto something else. But no, that was his...
I'm sorry, I told that really badly.
I know exactly right. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So basically she said, there's this book where the put everyone to sleep. We should just, to stop the coronavirus for 2 weeks, put the whole world to sleep.
Yeah.
And his first reaction wasn't, why did I marry you? You're a psycho.
Yeah.
How would we implement that?
Yeah.
People would die off not eating for two weeks and off not having water. She's basically talking about putting everyone in an induced coma. So I'm assuming one team of medical staff have to travel the entire world and put everyone to sleep for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How would we implement it?
It
would take them years to put everyone to sleep.
It's stupid.
But that wasn't his first question.
No.
His first question was, no, I shit myself.
And that's why she said, why do men always worry about shitting themselves?
He's not the problem here. It's you.
He said that was his main concern. And he suggested that an advance warning should be given to ensure that we put plastic covers on the mattresses before the attack.
I mean, who are these people? Do these both work in the Forbidden Planet?
Don't know.
A couple of fucking nutters.
Really weird. There's another thing here. The full internal inspection when you're in labour, right?
Right.
You talked about this before Rafe's birth.
Oh, the sweep.
Yeah. And we're wondering about the hands going up there to rummage around. Mm. My sister is a doctor in Western Australia. Her favourite thing in the world is delivering babies. She explained to me that it's the law when someone is in labour that you... Not you, someone on the birthing team.
Mm.
Not you. So someone on the birthing team has to put their hand up to make sure the cord isn't tangled around the baby's neck.
Is that what a sweep is?
Well, I didn't think that was what a sweep was. I thought a sweep was to sort of like to take away the membrane so that... they've got to check that the cord isn't around the baby's neck, right? And if it is, you're not allowed to remove your hand. If the baby starts moving out, it can get strangled. And then they say a cord name, a sheet is thrown over the mother and birthing doctor person, and they're rapidly wheeled into the surgery for an emergency C-section.
Sorry.
Hand still in place.
No. What? So he's... What? No.
So there'd have to be a code word of like...
So he or she has to put their hand all the way up. Say...
The doctor.
You know,
yeah.
Oklahoma.
Midwife.
The code's wiped all the way around.
Okay. Oklahoma.
And then a sheet goes over them,
and they have to go to surgery with the hand still in the woman's vagina.
I'm not having that, like...
It's true.
Oh, it's true. Oh, the woman from the Village of the Damned said it, did she? On a cursed email about bollocks. Did you? All right, it's definitely true. It's true. She's a fucking nutter.
That's what it says.
Read again the first thing she said about putting the entire world to sleep and putting plastic down so they don't shit on their beds, and then read the next bit.
But then...
I'm sorry if I want a second opinion.
But listen, this is the proof, okay? So some time ago, she was working up in the Northwest. This is her sister.
Right.
And a woman came in pregnant with her second baby.
Right.
My sister looked through the patient's notes and saw that she'd had an emergency cesarean.
Right.
She asked her why she'd had the C-section, and the woman said, I'm not sure. I think the doctor's hand got stuck.
Fuck off.
Oh, Oklahoma when the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Just the idea of a doctor having to sideways crab walk all the way down a hospital corridor with his hand up someone's vagina.
Bet it happens.
It's absolutely.
I think it might be quite rare.
Off. I can't have it. I can't have it. Not from Mrs. Lunatic here.
Well, we'll find out. Someone will tell her.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. We'll Google it. We'll find out.
I don't think I want all that in my Google search history. I'll just wait till someone emails in.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm from Belgium. Belgium?
You're a fucking idiot. I'm from Belgium. I'm Rosie and Chris. I'm from Spanish. But I grew up in Greek. And now I live in Irish.
Have you ever been to American? Oh, anyway, sorry. I'm from Belgium. It's only one letter difference.
This is the way you said it. It was just the way you said it, and then how long it took you to correct it.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'm from Belgium, and I've always thought that British people have some really weird food habits. Mm-hmm. Like having crisps as a side of your sandwich, or sometimes even inside the sandwich. That just seems so unhealthy and gross to me.
Sorry? Who the fuck? Hey!
Twice slagging off a crisp sandwich.
Wow. Just before we did this, I had a sandwich, and I thought this isn't going to be normal if I don't have a bag of crisps on the side. How dare you?
Well, you're
I'm being attacked.
You'll like this next one. Another weird one is mint jelly, which just doesn't exist in Belgium.
I agree with you.
I know Rosie loves it, but I'd have to agree with Chris that it must be like putting toothpaste on your meat.
You are totally right. Can't be in the room when she's eating it. Fucking disgusting. It's got little bits of green stuff in as well. Awful.
That's the mint.
You're the mint.
Are you taking the piss?
It's the mint leaves, but it's like it's just horrible.
You've got little bits of green stuff. You're like a 7-year-old eating a bolognese. What's the green stuff?
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like someone's literally gone and just fucking hockled a bit of jelly, gremmy, green fucking phlegm on the side of your plate, but it stinks like toothpaste.
Oh, it tastes unbelievable.
Horrible.
He said, there's a question. My question is, do you guys think that other countries have any weird food habits, or are you so far gone that you'll just eat anything?
Wow.
No. Jeez. I love foods from other countries.
Yeah, but you can't slag off Belgium. Belgian waffles, bang.
Yeah.
Belgian chocolates, bang.
Yeah. Oh, I've never been to Belgium. I would like to go to Belgium, you know.
Yeah.
Belgium.
Belgium. Belgium. One ticket to Belgium, please.
I like all the foods.
That sounded like a child at school trying to basically get around some kind of report you have to do. Write 1,000-word report on your favourite foods. I like all the foods. Done. The end, Rosie.
Thank you.
I like all the foods.
Hey. I like all the foods.
I like all the... Has anyone ever said, I like all the foods?
Who knows? Stop it.
All right, man.
Nice.
You don't like all the foods, though.
But I do like all the foods. Tell me some foods that I don't like from another country.
Yogurt.
Where's that from?
Oh, sorry. Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I don't.
No, we're gone.
Right, fair enough. Oh, wait, there might be a couple.
China, insects on sticks and scorpions on sticks and that.
Never tried one. I would.
Oh, nice to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
I have a confession that I have kept to myself for the past 6 years.
Okay.
Since recently catching up with the podcast and learning of Rosie's love of sofas, I have managed to finally pluck up the courage and confess to you both. When I was 19, I was dating a guy who I met at uni, and during the summer I went to visit him and his family. He stayed in England and I stayed in Scotland. So, what? So, he's English and she's Scottish.
So Scottish people say stay.
Oh,
where do
instead
you stay?
Of lived.
Yeah, where do you stay? They go, where do you stay? I'll stay in Edinburgh. Or I'll stay in Glasgow. Yeah, sometimes they say stay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Did you not know this?
No.
You'd bloody know. If the Edinburgh shows hadn't been cancelled, you'd have probably learned that.
Okay.
But yeah, where do you stay? It's like, where do you live?
That's interesting.
Yeah, not
where
like,
do you stay?
I don't want to say it like that, but yeah.
Sassana.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I didn't know that. I love learning about different... languages.
I love learning about all the foods that I love.
No, I think that's interesting though. Oh, sorry.
I stay in Scottish.
His mum had recently bought a new home which had been fully refurbished, and she was particularly fond of her new sofas. The second day I was there, the guy I was seeing was called into work last minute, so I had to stay at home with his mum, and we spent the day binge-watching Friends. Quite a fun day on the face of things. It was all going well. I felt like we were bonding and getting to know each other, until it came to lunchtime. She had spent the morning making homemade tomato soup and had made me a bowl and warm bread. Yum. She brought me an electric salt and pepper grinder, which I had never heard or used before. Not seeing the clear power button in the middle, I started to twist the end to try and put a little bit of pepper in my soup, and suddenly the end came apart and landed with a thud in my soup.
Oh no.
The burning soup went all over me. It covered my face and mostly went in my hair. I thought...
That's a fucking horror film!
I thought it had just hit me until I stood up and realised it was all over the sofa.
Oh, God.
I panicked. I quickly ran to the guy's room to tie my hair up and change tops, then went back to deal with the sofa. His mum was still in the kitchen on the phone, so I thought I had a bit of time to tidy the mess. I started to try and dab the soup with toilet paper, but due to its deep red colour, it was not budging.
Oh.
Or, did I mention her brand new sofa was light grey?
Fuck off. Oh, no.
My heart was racing. All that was going through my head was, she's going to hate me. My boyfriend's going to break up with us. So, oh.
Don't.
I did the only thing I thought I could do.
No chance.
And flipped the sofa cushions around to hide the massive stains.
Nah, you're going to hell. You're going to hell.
She came back 5 minutes later, seeing my empty bowl and asking if I enjoyed the soup. Oh, dear. I never told her or the guy I was seeing of my mishap. And to this day, I live with the guilt that her poor sofas obviously got ruined from my stupid clumsiness.
Oh.
I also wonder if she ever found out, as the living room must have smelt of tomato soup. I guess my question is, what's your favourite flavour of soup?
I don't think she feels really bad about this because she just wants to know her flavour.
No, our proper question was, have you ever done anything so stupid out of sheer panic? She's not with the guy anymore. How? Imagine, right, if you one day came and thought, I'm going to flip these sofa cushions.
And there was a
massive stain on one side. I know this is really trivial and not very our podcast, but I just imagine that. You'd be like, what the hell? And you'd never know.
I mean, I'd know.
How would you know?
You'd smell it, you'd know it's tomato soup, you'd put two and two together.
But you wouldn't, how would you know who'd done it?
You'd know it's her, but it's sort of, it's manners, isn't it? She could never say it. She probably found out really fucking quickly.
Right.
Really quickly. Like, you know when you get a new sofa, you hoover it like fuck, you plump the cushions every time. They go, make sure you plump them every day, so you plump them every day. Uh-huh. She probably found out that night, but then you can't go, that fucking bitch that you're seeing did that with you.
Would you have told them straight away?
Me, personally, you can answer that.
Yeah.
Of course I would have.
Yeah. 100%. Same. I would have.
Yeah.
Because you might have been able to get it.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant if I was the mom. Or both of them. If I found this, I say I don't understand that it's rude to say. You would do that. If someone spilled the soup on our sofa.
I wouldn't flip the cushions.
No, other side, you're the mom. Mm-hmm. So she flips the cushion, mm-hmm. and she puts the soup on the cushion, flips it, and then that night I pick up the cushion, I go, fuck's this? And you go, oh, she must have spilled the soup. And I go, well, we're fucking telling her, the daft mare. Mm. You would go, you can't do that, it's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd tell her, I'd go, you forgot something, come round and get it. And she'd march in, I'd be standing there holding the cushion going, you think we didn't think we weren't going to find out?
I know
everything that happens in this house.
Shut up.
Got cameras in every room. Look at this. Look what you've done here.
Chris, we're going to have our kids' partners one day in this house. You can't be like that.
And I'm going to be. I'm telling you right now, fair warning, I'm going to be a fucking nightmare.
I know you are.
I'm going to be like a sleuth around
this house. I already feel sorry for our kids.
Yeah.
Like, partners in the future.
And friends who come round when we're older. Oh, tell you what, it's going to be some... it's going to be some rules laid down round here.
Great. Can't
Everyone as they come in gets a coaster. They get their own coaster to carry around and their own
with
cup.
With their names on.
Their own unspillable cup to carry stuff around with. And they're allowed just water in it, that's all.
What about...
And a little pack of wipes for their hands.
Do you remember last week when Angela and Steph came round?
Yeah.
And we wouldn't let her go in the big in the main room.
Yeah.
Because she had a glass of red wine.
Yeah, she's not allowed. Angela's not. Yeah, Rosie's friend Angela, famously the one who. Oh well, I can't even say what she did in our old house because I get told off in case she hears this.
What did she do?
When she just ragged the boiler tap off the wall.
Oh, don't.
No. Fucking, it's been long enough. I'm gonna say it. Yeah. She said, "E that tap's stiff." I heard it. I thought that's. It's not stiff. Something she's done something wrong here. That tap's stiff. Wasn't stiff. You weren't using it properly, and you decided you went with stiff when the actual reality it was you were doing it fucking wrong. And then that night, I went to put boiling water in the baby bottle, and the tap moved because she'd fucked it and scalded my hand.
Oh no. Don't know.
Your mom does that as well. Your mom does it as well. She'll go, Chris, there's something wrong with... Right, you broke what? What have you done? What have you broke? Show us it, because you've broke it. Aye, that is...
You're horrible, you.
That thing there is loose. So
you're horrible. You're awful.
Just people are awful who break your shit. Throughout my life, people have broke my shit too much, and I've got my guard up. You know, like I were watching Married at First Sight, and they're like, I've been cheated on in the past, or I've been let down in the past, so I find it hard to trust. I'm the same with me stuff.
With the stuff.
People have fucked me stuff up since the first time.
No, you're a spoiled brat.
Since the first time some twat in school took me brand new gold pencil case and fucking scribbled on it, I've been wary of everyone with me stuff.
You know what? You're too materialistic. You're pathetic.
Wow.
Get over yourself.
Wow.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of it. If you've been at live shows, thank you. If you're on your way to one of the live shows, thank you again. Tickets are on sale for the arena shows in December, and we can't wait to see each and every one of you there. Big love. Back in your ears next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.